proclamation number 8622 dated the September 21st, 1963. Inscrutability of the deity. You should believe that you humans will eternally be unable to fathom my fundamental nature. It is not possible to make you understand what I am in essence, for your thinking is still limited, and thus you are incapable of comprehending the infinite. Infinite, however, is the spirit for whom he created the term, God. And what this spirit is in itself again cannot be explained to you either, because he has no form and you always imagine everything in existence as a form, especially when it is of substance, thus when it possesses a thinking will. Roman 1, however, certainly exist but am not conceivable in any shape. I am unlimited strength which works without limitation. And thus this strength permeates the entire universe. It permeates every physical and spiritual creation. And it always and forever works in lawful order. For a thinking will directs this spiritual strength according to a plan in love and wisdom. This thinking will entitles you to imagine a being. You just may not give this being a form but have to regard everything that is visible to you and all spiritual creations as embodied by my strength of love, by my spirit, with which, however, you are able to make mental contact, because I myself am a thinking being. My fundamental nature, my spirit, my love, my strength, everything is the same. The all-pervading strength is God, love in itself is God. The Spirit is God. And yet God is a being, for a thinking will determines how the love, the strength, the Spirit expresses itself, it determines my every reign and activity. And though the strength of love dispersed itself into countless tiny sparks, each tiny spark is again the same as I myself. A spirit with the same characteristics as I myself, only extremely small, and yet powerful, for it is a carrier of the eternal deity itself again, or it could not continue to exist if it were not permeated by my strength of love. And thus the human being can indeed liken himself to me myself, because you all are images of me. Nevertheless, you are finite beings. You are a part of me which has to be looked upon as finite as long as you are still imperfect. Once you become perfect again, as you were in the beginning, then the fusion with me will take place again too, and then it will be easier for you to form a concept of the deity, albeit I am and will remain inscrutable to you in my innermost nature. But then you will no longer apply limited standards as you do as human beings, and which is the reason for your frequently misguided reasoning. I am a spirit, that is, I am a being which is not perceptible to your human senses but which nevertheless exists. Which, however, is a being because you can recognize meaning and purpose in everything I brought into existence and thus arrive at the logical conclusion of a might capable of thought and will. Therefore you should contact this might which cannot be denied by you. For only this connection, the union, makes you realize that you are the same in your fundamental nature. And when this might speaks to you, then it does not address your external shell, the body, but what is inside of this shell, which characterizes you as a divine image, your spirit, which thus emerged from me, was given to you, and is part of me, which you once rejected and which was given to you again as a tiny spark for your existence as a human being. With other words, I speak to the eternally immortal part in you. I speak to what belongs to me myself, which emanated from me myself as a minute spark and shelters in your human cover, which is only evidence again that I myself wanted to find myself again in you, my living creations, and thus you will also stay inseparably connected to me, because my spirit is undividable. Because my strength of love assures your existence, because you can never again cease to exist, for you are my emanated strength which, according to eternal law, has to return to the source of strength again. You will only understand all this in the state of perfection. Your thinking will no longer be limited, but you will also know that I am a being to whom all your love belongs. You will know that I am love myself, and you will understand why you are unable to grasp all this as a human being. For as long as I myself, my spirit, my love, cannot take full possession of you because you are still imperfect, I cannot permeate you such that you are radiantly enlightened either. Yet I am active in you, as far as this is possible, as far as your degree of maturity permits it, bestowing ever more light upon you, so that one day you will reach perfection. Amen.